Cal Thomas.
For a free copy of today's commentary, visit calthomas.com or write us at Values Through Media, P.O. Box 373340, Key Largo, Florida 33037. That's P.O. Box 373340, Key Largo, Florida 33037. Please specify the date and subject. Your tax-deductible gifts to Values Through Media help support us. Listen again next time for the Cal Thomas Commentary.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
My story begins with debt, a lot of debt, credit card debt, and I heard a commercial for Trinity. I gave them a call.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
When I first called, I was a little embarrassed and kind of ashamed, and I looked at the numbers, and I saw how quickly that astronomical debt that was in my life would go away.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
What I would tell other people, please pick up the phone and call Trinity. Just let them put together a program and see how affordable and easy it is to pay off your debt.
Call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
Good morning and welcome to Community Connection right here on K1. I'm Tom Davis, and we've got a special treat today. We're gonna hang out with a very special 4-H'er by the name of Elizabeth Chambers, and you are a 4-H state ambassador. Good morning.
Good morning.
And how are you doing today? Staying dry, I hope.
Yes, great.
The 4-H. I knew about this when I was a kid because I was in it for a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Name me the four cornerstones of 4-H. What do the H's stand for?
4-H stands for hands, heart, hand, and health.
And is there something special that you've added?
Well, I didn't add it, but it's the official fifth clover, which is kind of the center clover, I guess.
Uh-huh.
And it's called the home.
That's absolutely wonderful. I'm glad that was added.
Yes.
It's amazing. Now, you're an ambassador for the 4-H, and tell me, what does an ambassador do?
We just represent 4-H all around the state and kind of tell people what 4-H is and just show them what all of the variety of project areas you can do within 4-H.
Now, when I was younger and involved in 4-H, I lived in the farming area just outside of the Chicago area, long ways away.
Yes.
And it had a lot to do with farming and maybe some home things like baking or cooking or something like that. And it was kind of limited basically to rural kids. Now this is expanded all over the place. You were telling me
Yes. That
you're a part of this expansion.
Yes. So 4-H has project areas anywhere from robotics to STEM to leadership to citizenship to performing arts, which is one of the project areas I do. Just about anything you can think of, 4-H has it.
Well, one of the things that I'm impressed with is that I found out that you are a songwriter and you are involved with the Osage 4-H and you are the song leader. What all does that entail?
Yes. So I started a music club in my county.
Mm-hmm.
People in my county can come and join this music club, and we perform and we write our own songs and we do some covers too. And then there's a Oklahoma State 4-H Music Corps,
mm-hmm.
and they bring us lots of opportunities. We perform all around the state, sometimes even out of state, and we recorded an album. And
hold that up for everybody. There you go. There you go. It says 4-H Strong. And there you're even involved with the writing of one of the songs, right?
Yes. One of my songs is on the album, and I sing on lots of other tracks. So, yeah.
Wonderful. That had to be so much fun.
Yes, it was.
Now, what was your recording experience like?
It was a long waiting process, and it was a little bit different than I thought it was going to be. It was fun because I was with my friends, and it was a great opportunity, and I learned lots from it. But it's lots of sitting and waiting, and then you get up and you sing your song, and then you do it a couple times more, and then you sit and wait. But it was really fun, really fun.
Well, that's great. Now, you say you performed a few different places with the group. What was your most favorite spot ever to record? Or not to record, but to perform, rather.
I would have to say, so we went to Georgia for a national 4-H music conference.
Wow.
And that was probably the most fun experience I've had performing, because there was lots of kids that all have really awesome musical talents, and we all got to perform together, and so it was just really fun.
This is really something else, because if you've not thought about 4-H for yourself as a youngster, or for your youngster, moms and dads and grandparents who are listening out there, you might want to do some researching on here, because it is very much expanded. Now, you still do one of the rural projects, too.
Yes. I do a beef project.
You do.
And I show cattle. And that's the reason why I got into 4-H, was because I wanted to show cattle.
Uh-huh.
And little did I know all of the, other projects that you could do within 4-H. And so I think that's just a great example of how there's something for everybody in 4-H. And whether you're in a rural community or you live in town, you know, there's something for you, and there's always interests that you can find.
We're talking to Elizabeth Chambers. She's an Oklahoma 4-H state ambassador. She's from Osage County. And what type of cows were you showing? What type of cattle?
I show steers mainly. Mm-hmm. I don't really have a specific breed, but I do a lot of cross and Charolais, and right now I have a Shorthorn, and I do just about everything. But I mainly show steers.
Are you going to be going to the state fair or the Tulsa State Fair, both of them?
I will be going to Tulsa. I don't know about OYE yet, though.
Okay.
So, but I'll be at Tulsa, I think, most of the time.
Okay.
So
it's close by.
Yes, yeah.
You can't beat that. Now, with leadership, you're in a leadership role, too. Tell us how that came about. What piqued your interest in wanting to become a leader?
Yes. So I started at a local level, and I started off as our local Bowering 4-H Club song leader.
Mm-hmm.
Then I moved up to a county level and got song leader there and was elected to that. And then I got this crazy idea one day that I was going to run for district song leader, and I was elected, to my surprise, by that. I was so excited. Any elective offices that you can get just ties into leadership, but leadership also has community service projects, so
yes.
I've been doing lots of those. That's kind of how leadership ties into my 4-H career, you know. And then I applied for a state ambassador, and I was selected for that. And then just recently, on July 24th, I ran for the Northeast District Representative to the State Council, and I was elected to that office, too.
This happened all pretty fast, didn't it?
Yes.
Oh, wow. Now, I understand that you nailed something pretty good, too, with your state project. You're a winner with your Performing Arts State project.
Yes.
What was your project again?
I won the vocal competition at state.
Okay.
And I was selected for the state 4-H Has Talent, and they only picked 10 kids out of the state to do that talent competition, so mm-hmm. I was really excited for that. So.
And that put a little bit of money toward college, didn't it?
Yes, it did. I got a scholarship for $1,200 for a performing arts project.
And this is in 4-H, 4-H and performing arts. And that sounds like a pretty good combination here, because you get all of the benefits of what 4-H was founded upon, but with the expanded range of different things to which you can apply yourself. I mean, you're showing beef, and you're singing songs, and you're making a CD, and you're winning a scholarship. There's just no end to all this. Now, I do have your resume in front of me. And it shows you with a beautiful guitar, a nice Taylor.
Yes.
I have guitar envy right now.
Yes.
That's a beautiful sounding instrument, and you are a guitar player.
Yes. I play the guitar and sing, and that's kind of how I got into performing arts. And I've been taking voice lessons with Dylan Everett for 3 years, and mm-hmm. she's out of Bartlesville. But I've always kind of loved to sing, but I really did not get into it till about 4 years ago. So,
wow.
It's kind of a recent thing as of performing. So
I think mom's over there smiling. I think mom kind of knew that gift was always there. But this is really wonderful that you're exploring that too. And you're a sophomore in high school, incoming sophomore.
Yes.
Yeah. You're looking ahead. Have you looked at any perhaps schools beyond high school?
Yes. I really, really want to go to OSU to get a communications degree and possibly go into some of their performing arts programs because I've got a scholarship to do it, I guess.
Might as well take advantage of it.
Yeah, why not? And then go to law school after that, but I don't know what law school, so.
Wow, I think that's a good combination. Entertainment and law at the same time. You can protect your own copyright and not get robbed by either, you know?
Yes.
So that is really an interesting thing. Now, if there are youngsters in Osage County who are interested in 4-H, does 4-H have a way for folks to make a connection in order to get some questions answered?
Yes. You can just look up online your county. So whether you're in Washington County or Nowata County or Osage County, mm-hmm. just look up online Washington County Extension Office or Osage County Extension Office. Call the number and they'll let you get all of the information you need to know about 4-H and joining 4-H if you're interested. And if you have any questions, just call there and they'll let you know. So
now you're doing music with 4-H and yes. Of course one of your songs is called Home.
Yes.
Tell me about the process of writing songs, because not everybody knows how that happens. They think that all of a sudden, aha, I woke up, I have an idea. Here it is, you know, let's make a record. It's a little bit more involved than that.
Yes. So I've learned with the process of songwriting, there are lots of bad songs before you get to a good one.
Oh, boy.
There's lots of songs that you're like, why did I write that down on a piece of paper? Like, that was such a waste of time. But eventually you'll get to one and you're like, this is kind of good. And then you put an instrument to it. And, you know, and there's different types of songwriters. Like there's a girl in music corps named Callie Hammer that spends months on songs. And she takes long time to write them. And then there's a guy named Trent Gibbs, who just graduated, and he writes songs all the time. And he tells me his process is the same as mine. There's lots of bad songs before you get to a good one. So,
now, do you hear the words first, or do you have the music, the melody in your mind and go second? Some people, I understand it's like 50-50.
Yes.
They'll go with words first or the music first. How do you operate?
So I go with words first, but I actually, I co-writed Home with my friend Treasure Gibbs, which is Trent Gibbs' little sister, and we co-write almost all of our songs together, and she hears melodies very well. So she writes melodies, and then I'll write words, and she's like, hey, I think your words might match my melody, or I think your melody might match my words, and so we kind of just put them together. So it's kind of a good strategy there. So she'll write the melodies and I'll write the words to the songs. But as for me writing melodies or her writing words, it comes a little bit more difficult to us doing each other's jobs. So
hey, if it's not broke, don't fix it.
Yes. Yes.
If it's successful, you can be riding this wave.
Yes.
Now, did this, when 4 years ago, when you thought, okay, I'm in 4-H, I'm doing this, and I'm showing cattle, I got the beef project going, but this music thing is really starting to ignite this creativity in me. Was it an overnight thing, or was it a gradual thing, or is it something that you just found an impulse that you just had to try?
Yeah, so I actually got into musical theater first.
Musical theater.
And it kind of slowly evolved, and I heard about the Performing Arts Project, and I started looking into it, and I started performing more and more. So it was kind of a progressive thing. I started getting into it more and more, and 4-H was just giving me opportunity after opportunity after opportunity to just do what I loved. And I was really excited about it. And I kind of started off really slow at first, and right now we've traveled so much over the state just this year. It's insane. I brought a brand new pickup in February, and we've already put 15,000 miles of just traveling on it, and we haven't gone out of state yet. So,
well, there's a whole lot of Oklahoma to see, as they tell me.
Yes, yeah, yeah.
Oh, well, this is wonderful, and I'm very happy that you came by to share your story with us here today. Again, this is Elizabeth Chambers, and she is with the 4-H in Osage County. She's the song leader. Check out the CD. Can people buy that, or can they get that?
Yes, they can buy it. I would look up the state office in Stillwater. Your extension agent, your county extension agent would know where to get them.
Mm-hmm.
So just ask them about it and they'll tell you where to get it. But you'd have to get it from the state office. Or if you know me, just contact me.
And then you'll be able to direct them to where they need to go.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
You know, it's not like friends of mine back in the 70s. Hey, we just made a record. Yeah, well, is it in stores yet? No, but we got a bunch in the truck. Selling them for a dime or something like that back then. They didn't know what they were doing. Mm-hmm. But you get a lot of good direction here with 4-H and with everything. Congratulations on all of your accomplishments. And I get the feeling this is just the tip of the iceberg for you. I know the folks are proud. Your whole family's proud. You've had some opportunities to do a lot of different things. And you even helped out with a video recording. What was the project? Was it a commercial? Was it a TV show? What was it that you were assisting?
So I was it was like a proof of concept for mm-hmm. a movie called Grob. And I was kind of a assistant. What would it be? Assistant set producer, I guess. I don't know. I kind of helped with whatever they needed help with.
Oh, yeah.
And I mainly helped the costume department, so I got to help with that. And then we were on a filming for a TV show, which is The Real Housewives of New Jersey. I always get them confused. New Jersey. And they came to Nowata, Oklahoma, and they were wanting to learn how to show cattle. And they called me and my sister in, and we showed these women how to show cattle. And it was a really fun experience.
I bet it was. You have all these folks who have only seen pictures of cattle.
Yes.
And never, you know, had one of them, you know, kind of breathing and snorting and, you know,
yes.
get away from me attitude that sometimes cattle can give you.
Yes.
And what was the trick there? I mean, were they a little scared at first?
Yes. There's lots of screaming going on. Like anytime the cow would move, they'd jump away and kind of scream at it. And I'm like, it's okay. He's just a cow. Like he's not going to get you. And, by the end of it, they loved cattle and, mm-hmm. They somewhat knew how to show, so if they were in a livestock show, which if they were young enough, of course, because you have to be 18 and under in mm-hmm. order to show cattle, but they could probably do it, so they know how to show.
You guys gave them a good lesson.
I guess so.
All righty. Well, thank you once again, and Elizabeth Chambers, best of luck to you, and thank you very much for dropping by and sharing us the good word of 4-H and all of the nice expanded programs that they have.
Yes, thank you.
All righty. You've been listening to our Community Connection, and it's brought to you by our good friends at Arnold Moore and Niekamp Funeral Home right here on K1. K1, the one you trust.
Let's face it, planning a funeral makes most of us a little uncomfortable. Arnold Moore and Niekamp Funeral Home will help you plan ahead and save your loved ones the financial and emotional burdens of making decisions during a difficult time. Arnold Moore and Niekamp Funeral Home is experienced and here to help plan services of all faiths, customs, religions, and traditions, including cremation. It only takes a few minutes to give your loved ones peace of mind for a long time to come. Call Arnold Moore and Niekamp Funeral Home today.
See Tim Howell and his professional staff at Bartlesville's finest funeral home.
Blue Star medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star.